glad to see you back in McCook. Glad to see you back in uniform. What in the world happened with you and this illness? What happened?
I got home from practice one day, started running a fever, and then woke up the next morning and had every fatigue that you can think of, like every symptom of flu. And I went in and got tested, and after a bunch of tests, it turned out I had mono. Mm-hmm. I was pretty upset when I found out because they told me I'd be out at least a month, mm-hmm. so that was kind of hard.
It really kicked your butt, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I lost quite a bit of weight.
And have you ever, in their high school days, did you ever have anything like this?
No, just flu a few days, right. But nothing month or longer. It was ridiculous.
What a way to kick off the season. I've worked my way up. You're in shape, getting ready for the season openers, and this happens.
Yeah, I mean, it felt good to come back for sure, and it kind of sucks that I got mono, but maybe from getting this, I can possibly redshirt, and mm-hmm. may not be the worst thing. Maybe I could use another year mm-hmm. to kind of progress and keep learning the system, so hopefully play 3 years.
So it's still up in the air. You might have a redshirt year, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So can you still play with the JV guys?
Yeah, I just have a max of 7 games if I do decide to do that. So
you got
to
make a decision here pretty soon, don't you?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But otherwise, out there looking, you shoot the ball like Evan does, right?
Yeah, it felt good to put that thing back up in the air for sure, and especially in front of a home crowd, which I'm extremely grateful for everybody coming out. I mean, we got a lot of dudes on JV and a lot of dudes that could play. And, I mean, regardless of the minutes that anybody gets, we all support each other and mm-hmm. have a close bond. So, I mean, I love playing with these guys. It's a lot of fun.
No question. I mean, varsity guys, JV guys, from top to bottom, this is a pretty solid team this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Hastings has, I mean, the past few years, the team has struggled. But this last year, we had a really good season and brought a lot of dudes in this year. So, I mean, regardless of everybody competing in practice, I mean, we're all really close because of that. So
you're not still 100%. Where would you put yourself? 70 or closer, or what do you think?
I'd say about 80. Uh-huh. I can run about 3 suicides in a row, and then after that, legs give out. So, it, as you saw, I got blown by a few times, which still need to work on that. Mm-hmm. Just getting used to the speed of the game at the next level. So
by Christmas or sometime December, you're going to have to make that decision. Okay, am I going to redshirt or just keep going?
Yeah, for sure. I'll probably decide here within the next month. And if I do that, then I can play in a few more games, and then I'd only miss the postseason. So
everything else going on, academics, you're probably catching up on that a little bit more from missing this class, huh?
Yeah, I missed class for a week or two since I had to basically quarantine and caught up on that, and now just trying to get caught up in the court too. So